Human rights is the theme, and a political prisoner is the protagonist of a new graphic novel about Cuba. The book is called Cuba, My Revolution. The author is Inverna Lopez, and she draws directly from her life to create the novel's heroine named Sonia. Inverna Lopez dreamed of becoming an artist when she was in her teens. Then she got caught up in the Cuban Revolution that brought Fidel Castro to power. So she studied to become a doctor. It was during the Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961 that Lopez began to see the darker side of the Cuban Revolution. The Bay of Pigs was an attempt by CIA-trained Cuban exiles to overthrow Castro. By now, Lopez was a medic. She was sent to the front, where she encountered a wounded invader. This all happens to the character Sonia in the book. And in the book, the invader turns out to be Sonia's former sweetheart. And that's just the way it happened when Lopez came upon the injured man.
He was wounded. He came in the invasion.
He was fighting the Cubans.
He was a Cuban fighting communism, something that we didn't know at that time.
What did you think then?
I didn't know what to think. First of all, the smell of the heart, the blood, the rest of the individuals are already dead. And to find him there, he didn't recognize me. I recognized his voice right away. And we had to amputate his leg. But we had to do it without anesthesia.
With no anesthesia?
Yes, and we did it. And he died, and we couldn't give him blood because we were not supposed to use what we had to give it to the enemy.
There was another incident that happened that involved you getting an image of the Cuban Virgin. Tell us about this.
There were two guards that brought an individual that belonged to the invaders. He was a captain, and he was put into a broom closet. And he was crying and crying and screaming the whole night, and I couldn't take it. And I decided I am not going to let this one die. So against orders, I went and I asked the soldiers to open the door, and I cleaned his wound. He had a grenade had exploded on his shoulder. I mean, it was horrible. So I gave him painkiller. And as a thank, he thanked me for, and he gave me a chain that was hanging from his neck with the Virgin of Cuba. And I took it and I put it around my neck. At the following morning, I was woke up, and they told me, you are part of the CIA. That was your connection. You're going to Havana.
They said you were a spy for America.
Yes. Yeah, that I was part of the CIA.
And you ended up in prison.
Yes.
And that was, I mean, there are horrible depictions of what happened to you in the book itself. Is what we see on the page in this graphic novel what happened to you in terms of your being left naked, you're being hosed down with cold water, hot water alternatively?
Yeah, that's really the tip of the iceberg. Those were times in which, again, after Bay of Pigs, it was a very suspicious mood about who was part of the CIA. Are the Americans infiltrating individuals in Cuba? You see, it's much more easy to make a revolution than to build it. When you make a revolution, you destroy the existing structures. But then you have to build them. You have to build them from scratch. And you have to build them with honesty and trust. But they were really built with terror and intimidation. So I was one of probably many, many casualties after Bay of Pigs. But in spite of what happened there, I still believe. And I thought that was a mistake.
There is so much more to the story, but we should say that in the 1960s, you left Cuba. You came to the United States. You were working as an artist. And amazingly, one of the touchstones of the 1960s, I can't believe this, but you had your first exhibit at Woodstock.
Yes.
That's really incredible, you know. Do you see the irony in that yourself?
Yeah. But no, the irony. The irony is that I came to this country with the same ideas that I still have. I am a liberal. I detest injustice, and I detest when people become very powerful, they really forget and they take advantage of that power. So I became part of a series of exhibitions that were very controversial. And I could not talk about Fidel with my friends. with my artist friends because they adore him and they adore Che.
You're talking about American artist friends or Cuban?
Yes, American artist friends. Mm-hmm. When I was here, they adore, Che Guevara is an idol for so many individuals. And they don't know who Che was really. And after 51 years, people still are looking at Fidel like the savior, the one that stood against the Americans.
So if you had to synthesize then what the message is through this graphic novel, what would it be? Because it sounds like it's not just you telling your story for your own purposes, but for you have a larger purpose.
I think it's very much about believing in yourself. And even if you go down because the circumstances of life, you will get up. It's about to fight for your principles.
That's Cuban-American author and artist Inverna Lopez. She tells her story in the graphic novel Cuba, My Revolution. An exhibit about the novel is at the Kentler International Drawing Space in Brooklyn, New York. Dean Haspiel's illustrations from the graphic novel are at theworld.org.